Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
What's your name?
This is Joey.
So, Joey, how you doing?
You nailed that one, didn't you?
How you doing?
I mean, sometimes I get a little psychic, you know? It's kind of weird. Maybe I just knew. What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Kind of, sort of, kind of not.
Well, you got to explain that one to us, Joey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to bring you guys up to speed, all right? So, I need your help. I kind of want to find out what's going on with this girl that I met.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we hung out and, you know, we had, like, you know, great hangouts, but never, like, on a date.
Ooh, so saying? This was official, mm. eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I thought it'd be fun, like, if we went as, like, you know, Barbie and Ken, like my friend's, like, big Halloween party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, No, we won the contest, but, you know, I already knew that we were going to do that, you know.
That's confidence, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
confidence
yeah.
Joey
yeah.
has.
Yeah, yeah, big time. And the only thing that I'm a little confused at is she's not returning any of my calls, and that's not something I'm foreseeing at all.
Huh.
Didn't see that one coming, huh?
Apparently not.
No.
And what was her name, Joey?
Trish.
Trish. What's next, Woody?
Well, Joey, if you give us about 10 minutes, we'll give Trish a call, okay?
Awesome.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Joey, so you guys said you went out to your friend's Halloween party as Barbie and Ken and won the costume contest,
yes!
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any money involved in that winning?
See what you're all about, Woody.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the cash.
No money involved. Just more of the respect.
There you
go. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Bragging rights.
Okay.
Be real quiet. We'll give Trish a call, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
Hello?
Hi, is this Trish?
This is Trish. Who is this?
Hi, Trish. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the country music station in Dayton.
Oh, my gosh.
You know us?
Hi.
Feel important.
I do, too. We heard that you just won a costume contest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbie and Ken?
Yeah. Dressed up as Barbie with this guy. Come on, Kalia.
Our doggy.
Oh. Got a doggy? What kind of doggy is it?
Oh.
It's a Yorkie Shih Tzu.
Oh,
just a little lap dog.
That's so cute.
We're getting sidetracked here.
I know
just
we
love
are
doggies.
So you won the contest with a guy named Joey, right?
Yeah, Joey. Joey and I dressed up as Barbie and Ken. You know, because the Barbie
sure.
movie. So we thought it would be like cool. Like, oh, this could be on theme, and we'll probably win. And we actually won. So yeah. No, go outside, baby. Come
on. So what's?
Come on.
He says you're not. He can't get hold of you, and he doesn't understand.
It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you won, got respect,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, no, we won. That was cool. He was just a little weird at the party to me. It was just too weird, you know.
Weird how? What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, he was being Ken.
So at the party there was this psychic reading, like a you know, the tarot cards. There was a section where this person, this psychic was. And, like, we had just kind of, like, walked by the table, and he's like, oh, cool, like, they have a psychic here. I was like, maybe we can get a reading, I said. And he took it literally and signed us up to get a reading. And, I don't know, like, the psychic was just, like, saying we weren't going to end up together, so I was just like, wow, if this is real, that's not my thing, but if this is real, then, like, why am I wasting my time?
Yeah.
So, you know, haven't It hasn't been on the top of my list to give him a call.
So what happened?
Yeah.
I mean, what was the problem? You went to a psychic. She says you're not going to be together, so?
I mean, I thought it was funny, but he, like, took it seriously. That's, for the most part, what weirded me out. Like, he got really mad when she said that we weren't going to be together, and he's just like, no, take it back. Do the cards again or some weird
what?
It was crazy, and I'm just like, wait, like, we're at a party. What do you do? He made a whole scene, you guys. Like, it was over the top. It was embarrassing, and, like, I don't know. He really weirded me out with that. It was too much. He was, like, yelling at her, and, like, he cussed her out. Like, it was crazy.
Wow. Well, that's surprising to know.
Didn't see that coming?
Nah, I didn't see that coming, and it's weird because, you know, I checked my crystals. I definitely checked my crystals, so...
Wait a minute, you checked your what?
His crystals?
Yeah, I
know what that is.
Yeah, the horoscopes, you know, I did all the research. I did everything that I needed to do.
So you're into this stuff?
Oh, big time. You know, I'm a psychic.
What?
So let's just try to get this straight. Joey, you saw that you and Trish were supposed to be together, and the psychic saw that you were not, and you were upset about that.
She was obviously, you know, faking or doing something, you know, wrong here. So I had to just let her know what was going on because I take this seriously.
And you see that you and Trish are supposed to be together?
Yeah, I do. I do see that. And like I said, I checked the alignment of the moon. Everything was fine. And this was just abnormal.
I don't know either, Trish.
He's dead serious,
yes.
You guys.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot for me. Like, I'm not into all of this stuff. But, like, why did you yell at her? You did not need to yell at her in front of everybody. That was... Like, why would you do?
I mean,
did you see yourself yelling at this woman?
I mean, look, if you're scamming and you're not taking this seriously and you're just trying to get people's money, people should just know about it.
Good point.
So you, like, pull the person to the side. Don't embarrass her in front of the entire party. Like, you guys, the music ended up shutting off. He was that irate. It was embarrassing. I don't want to be with someone that annihilates someone like that. Like, there was no class to it at all. And I wouldn't want to be with someone that treats another human being that way.
Well, you know, I mean, I know that Joey already knows this, that we offer a second date for you guys to try again, right? I mean, Joey, do you already anticipate what she's going to say?
Yeah, exactly. I know she's not. She can't deny it. I mean, again, it's destiny. So if she denies it now, she'll get it later.
We got to make the offer there.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, we can send you guys on a second date. We got a limo. We got money. We got concert tickets or a movie, but...
Both of you have to say yes right now or it all goes away.
Oh, it's a yes for me.
This is ridiculous. All signs point to no. Just like on the Magic 8-Ball. No, 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 no. No.
Sorry, Joey. I know you didn't see that coming, did you?
No, that's fine. It'll all work out. It always does.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thanks.
Trish, I'll be waiting on a phone call.
The K99.1 FM 730
Second Date Update.